So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught the halacha of hatzayim oizen apar ve'achkach kibul dami pasal. If between the shechita and kabbalah, the kohen cut the animal's ear, thus creating a mum, a blemish, and then performed kabbalah, the blood becomes pasal because the pasuk states ve'lokach midam apar. Par shahoyu kvar. At the time of kabbalah, the animal must still be wholesome. The Gemara here teaches a related halacha. He befnim b'regleo b'chutz. If the carbon was inside the azara, but its legs were outside of the azara, one may not shech the animal ketchila because the pasuk states ve'hevium la'ashem l'pesach el moed. The word ve'hevium implies atchtehei kul lefnim. The animal must be completely inside the azara during shechita. If, however, one did shech it, b'diyeva the shechita is kosher. The Gemara then discusses chatach. He cut the legs that were outside the azara and elaborates that if chatach legamri balmum komakrif. If he cut off the legs completely, or even if not, but he cut into the bone, the animal becomes blemished, and in both cases, chatach v'achkach shachat psula. If he cut it before the shechita, it's possible because he shechted a balmum. And chatach v'achkach kibul psula. If he cut it between the shechita and kabbalah, it's possible because of parsha hayikvar. At the time of kabbalah, the animal must still be wholesome. Therefore, we must say that we are discussing a case of chaytach be'aver at shemegil etzim. He cuts only the flesh, but he does not cut the bone. And as Rashi writes, the lav mumhu, this is not considered a blemish. However, since the legs were chutzlim kaimim outside the azara, there's an issue of psul yaitze, either because the dam hamuvla be'ivarm damu, the blood inside the legs are considered dam which becomes psul be'yaitze, and since it mixed with the other dam kasha and was received in the kli, all the dam is pasul, or mishum shamnunas, the fat inside the legs are considered basur which becomes psul be'yaitze, and since it mixed with the dam kasha and was received in the kli, all the dam is pasul. However, it depends. Chatach v'achakach kibul ksheira. If he cut the legs immediately after the shechita, before performing any of the kabbalah, before the dam shanefesh yetze boy, before the blood began spurting out strongly, when it did not yet become possible yetze, the dam that comes out later is kashla zrika, because although after shechita and beginning of kabbalah, the blood in the legs become psul b'yetze, but since he cut off the blood supply from the leg before kabbalah, he receives only dam kasha from the rest of the body, but no dam possible from the legs. However, in the case of kibul v'achakach chatach psula, if he cut the legs after performing some of the kabbalah, when the dam shanefesh yetzibay began spurting out, the dam that comes out later is pasul lezrika because at the beginning of the kabbalah, the blood in the legs became psul b'yaitze, and since he had not yet cut off the blood supply from the leg, he already received some of the dam pasul mixed in with the dam kasha from the rest of the body. Therefore, all the dam is pasul. The Gemara proceeds with a b'raisa that discusses a related case of avodah that was performed partially by chutz. The general halacha is kachay kachim shechitasim b'tzafin, v'kibul damim b'chlicharis b'tzafin. Karbanos that are kachay kachim must be slaughtered in the northern part of the azara, and their blood must be received in the klisharis in the northern part of the azara. However, amad b'darim b'hoishad yadu l'tzafin b'shachat shechitasik shera. If during shechita the kohen stood in darim, the southern part of the azara, and extended his hand into tzafin where the karban was, the shechita is kosher because, as Rashi explains, Eisa betzafen vena shechit betzafen. Only the animal needs to be betzafen, but the shechit does not need to be betzafen. However, the Braisa continues, Kibul kabbalah sebsula. During kabbalah, the kohen stood in darm, while the animal was in tzafen, the kabbalah is pasul because the mekabel tzarech lias betzafen, the mekabel does need to be betzafen. This is derived from Sukkim later in the Masechta. However, hechnes reisha berubay kilo nechnes kulay. If during kabbalah the kohen leaned his head and most of his body into tzafen, the kabbalah is kosher because rubay kikulay. The majority is considered as if the kohen was completely betzafen. Perchas abiyatzis al adarm b'chazra kshera. If during kabbalah the animal jumped into darm and then returned to tzafen, the dam is kosher because aim psul yetzi elamatecha mechitzis. Psul yetzi applies only outside the walls of the azar. The Braisa continues, Kachim Kalim Shchitasa Befnim, the Kibul Damim Bechlisharis Befnim. Karbanos that are Kachim Kalim can be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara, and their blood can be received anywhere inside the Azara. Amad Bechutz Behechnes Yadi Lefnim Beshachat Shchitasa Kshera. If during Shchita the Kain stood Chutz Lazara and extended his hand inside the Azara where the animal was, the Shchita is kosher because Ben Habakul Lefnei Hashem Veloy HaShoich Lefnei Hashem. Kibul, Kabbalah Sebsula. If during Kabbalah the Kohen stood b'chutz while the animal was b'fnim, the Kabbalah is pasul because the pasuk states, La'amid l'fnei Hashem l'sharsoi, kalashiris l'fnei Hashem hu. All avodis from Kabbalah and on must be done inside the Azara. However, hechnas reisha berubay kilu loy nechnas. If during Kabbalah the Kohen leaned his head and most of his body into the Azara, the Kabbalah is pasul, and we do not apply rubay kikuloy, because the pasuk states, B'vayim el oil mayid, achayavikuloy l'al mayid. The kohen must be completely inside the heichel, and this also applies to the azara. Perkos habiyatzos al lechutz v'chazor psula. If during Kabbalah the animal jumped b'chutz and then returned bifnim, the dam is possible because it became possible b'yetze. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the case of Tala v'nitla. If either the Kayan or Karban was suspended in the airspace of the Azara during the Shechita or the Kabbalah, and Rava concludes as follows, Tala v'kibel kasher. Regarding old Karbanis, even Kachri Kachim, if the animal was suspended in the air during Kabbalah, it's kosher because Aver Tzafen Ketzafen Dami, Aver Pnim Kempnim Dami. The airspace of Tzafen and the Azara is considered like the ground below. Tala v'shachat, if the animal was suspended during Shechita, it depends. Kachi kachi impossible because the pasuk states v'shachat oisei al yerech hamizbech tzafayna. The shechita must take place at the side of the mizbech on the ground. Kachim kalim kasher because al yerech is not required. Tala v'kibul kasher. Regarding old karbanos, even kachi kachi if the animal was suspended during kabbalah, it's kosher because shechita al yerech b'lo kabbalah al yerech. Only the shechita must be on the ground, but the kabbalah does not need to be on the ground. However, in the case of nitla v'kibul, pasul. Regarding old karbanos, if the kohen was suspended during Kabbalah, the Kabbalah is pasul, because ein derech shiras pekach, this is not the regular way to perform the avodah. While in the case of nitla v'shachet kasher, if the shechet was suspended during shechita, the shechita is kosher because shechita is not an avodah. Zok the Mishnah, nasna agabe ha-kevesh. If the zrika was performed shalei b'mkom, in the wrong place, such as the dam was sprinkled on the ramp of the mizbeach, or shalei k'neged ha-yisayit, the dam oila was sprinkled on the corner of Dremis Mizrachas, southeast, where there is no foundation below. Or, Nasnas Esanesan Lamata Lamala, Esanesan Lamala Lamata. The dam oila, which must be sprinkled on the lower portion of the Mizbech, was instead sprinkled on the upper portion. Or, vice versa, the dam chatzis, which must be applied to the upper portion, was instead applied to the lower portion. Or, Vesanetan Bifnim Bachutz, Vesanetan Bachutz Bifnim. The dam chatois apanimius, which must be applied inside the heichel on the pareches and mizbech hazav, were applied outside in the azara on the mizbech hanachayshas. Or vice versa, the dam chatas achitzayna, which must be applied on the mizbech hanachayshas outside, was instead applied in the heichel. In all these cases, pasul v'im boikaris. The carbon is pasul. And if the kohen had a machsheva shalei bezmanoi, intentions to perform the zrika after its designated time, the carbon does not become pigel, and one who ate from the carbon does not get karis. The Gemara offers three approaches in the reason for the halacha of shalei b'mkayim pasul. Shmuel says, pasul basar, of a bile in the scapro. The zrika shalei b'mkayim only causes the carbon's meat to become pasul, and it may not be eaten. But the zrika does accomplish the kapara for the owner. As the Gemara explains, bile in the scapro, because the pasuk states, v'ani nesatav lechem al mizbeach lechaper. Once the dam touches any part of the mizbeach, it accomplishes kapar. But nevertheless, basar pasul because the word lechaper excludes lechapar nesata b'leila davar acher. A zrika shalei b'mkayim is effective only for kapara, but not for all other matters such as heter achila. The Gemara questions Shmuel's opinion of zrika shalei b'mkayim k'mkayim dami from a Mishnah in the next parak. Nasna alakavish leke negeda yisayid im yesh dam hanefesh yachzar kasha b'kabel. If the zrika was performed shalei b'mkayim, the kohen must receive new blood from the animal's neck and redo the zrika. And the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, Lama li yachzar kasher b'kabel? Why does he need to do a second zrika? The kapara was already accomplished by the first zrika because shalei b'mkayim k'mkayim dami. And the heter basar achila cannot be accomplished at all, even by the second zrika, because zrika deloy mechaperes leishari basar achila. A zrika that does not accomplish kapara does not accomplish heter achila. The Gemara reconciles as follows. Our Mishnah of pasul ve'im makaris is a case of the yave kasher. An eligible kohen performed the zrika shalei b'mkayim. Therefore, kapar was accomplished, and a second zrika is not required. While the later Mishnah of v'miyesh dam hanefesh yachzar kasher b'kabel is a case of the yahave pasul. A disqualified kohen performed the zrika shalei b'mkayim. Therefore, kapar was not accomplished, and a second zrika is required. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of whether we apply the concept of dichui. If a kohen pasul does the avodah, he disqualifies all the blood, even mitzvah behema. And the Gemara concludes that dichui applies only if a kohen kasher does the avodah while he had a machshava psula. And accordingly, if a kohen pasul does shechita with a machshava psula, then dichui applies because a pasul is eligible to perform shechita. However, if the kohen pasul does kabbalah or zrika, then dichui does not apply regardless of whether he had a machshava psula or not, because a pasul is disqualified to do the avodah. This discussion continues in the next daf.